97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
I think I forgot to say this portion of the show is sponsored by Jerry Kelly Heating and Air. All the bumper music this afternoon is going to be from artists that will be here in St. Louis this weekend, including Nile Rodgers and Chic, like this one right here. Evolution Festival, Saturday and Sunday at Forest Park. We have Billy Joel and Sting that was supposed to be tonight. It's postponed until Sunday because of Helene. Jane Duker, David Barklage, Jeff Smith, all on the roundtable panel here this afternoon. Jeff, you were on the show yesterday. Nice enough to join me to kind of break down some of the Eric Adams stuff. The mayor of New York is in a bit of hot water. He says he's innocent. You do have some parallels here with Trump being indicted, and there are claims of political targeting here. So what do you make of this after digesting that indictment from the past 24 hours or so?
I mean, just look at this continued weaponization of the Department of Justice. First, they went after Democrat Senator Robert Menendez from New Jersey. Then they go after the son of the Democratic president, Hunter Biden.
Well,
and now they're going after the Democratic mayor of New York City.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. That's not right.
Yeah. Let me flag the DOJ Hunter Biden.
Why are they coming to St. Louis?
Yeah, the Hunter Biden thing doesn't work because David Weiss, the only reason he, did that is because the judge says, wait a second, you're giving him this sweetheart deal. We're going to go back into court. But
okay.
Let's focus on Adams.
So let me
be honest here.
Like, he's totally screwed. He's in there. First of all, he's taking, expensive trips to Turkey, and he's trying to cover it up, and that's evidence of like mens rea, right? That's Latin for, I'm not a lawyer, but Jane can speak to this. That's like
knowledge
that you're of what you're doing, of the crime, and intent
that you have intent.
And so that's a problem for him. In addition to all the gifts he's taking, and free hotels and travel all over the world.
I thought it was like the hotel upgrades.
The other problem is that he's got these straw donors. Straw donors is when you have wealthy people, and in this case you have foreign nationals, people from Turkey, that are saying, let's identify people that we can funnel money through, Americans who are citizens, so we don't get in trouble for taking foreign money. So that's probably actually going to end up being the most problematic part of this. Mm-hmm. So I think he's in bad shape. I don't think he's going to be mayor a year from now. Open question is whether he will try to stick it out and run for re-election. But look, I think the real lesson here is there's only one Donald Trump. Okay, Donald Trump, when he gets hit with these kind of things, he has this amazing ability to get people behind him to say, oh, the whole system is screwed.
How does Eric Adams merge into Donald Trump? That's another DNC talking point, Jeff.
It's not a DNC. What I'm saying is his attempt to do that will fall flat because Democratic primary voters are conditioned at this point to actually be supportive of law enforcement and DOJ in this situation.
Enough.
And not to be susceptible to that rhetoric.
Donald Trump is being criminalized
for
supporting America, where this guy is treasonous in trying to undermine America. But here's the bottom line, is that it's no longer our grandparents' country, the greatest generation. We are seeing again and again foreign intervention in our media, foreign intervention in paying American firms to go against American interest. We're seeing politicians take foreign money.
To try to assassinate a former president?
To me, it is a disturbing trend that Americans are selling out their own country, and we're not even calling them treasonous. I mean, these people, Eric Adams should be tried for treason, not for bribery.
By the way, his chief legal advisor, Ingrid Lewis Martin, got back into this country from Japan, and she was stopped at the airport today by the Fed. And she had her phone seized. So they got a lot of phones that they've looked through and a lot of evidence. And this guy, by the way, this U.S. attorney, he's been busy, Jane, because he's the guy going after P. Diddy as well.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of work going on in that office.
Yeah, I mean, we need to get hopping here in St. Louis and start going after some of the nonsense going on
here. Can we pay a trade P. Diddy for maybe some Russian or some Americans over in Russia or something like that?
I don't know, that's a bad plan.
But I do know that the Russians are doing all the disinformation to try to help Donald Trump. I mean, is that foreign interference?
But why is the DOD? No, that's
not.
Really? The Ukrainians?
No, I'm talking about Putin and his buddies are really doing everything in their power to get Donald Trump.
What Putin is doing is disinformation to make people think that he's for Trump, make people think he's for Biden or against Biden. He's just doing it and having fun because it's part of disinformation. It's mm-hmm. not a matter of he's for one or the other. He's against America. He's against Biden. He's against Harris. He's against Trump. He's against all of us.
No, the problem is Trump isn't against him.
That's not true.
The bigger problem.
All right, hang on. Jay Duker, David Barklage, Jeff Smith. Let's kind of shift into the presidential election. We got a Veep debate. Jeff, I'll start with you. We got Harris, Tim Walz and J.D. Vance, which could be interesting, maybe more substance than we saw in the presidential debate. I don't know what your thoughts are. Tim Walz, to me, I know this is completely different in Georgia, in North Carolina, in Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, Michigan. We're just not seeing the flurry of activity. So I'm guessing you're seeing Tim Walz in those states, but you don't see him a lot nationally right now. He's kind of the hidden dude in the presidential ticket, isn't he? See more of J.D. Vance coverage.
Look, I mean, you know, I think there's a much bigger, you know, amount of press attention on Kamala Harris. This is this extraordinary situation where we have a nominee extremely late in the process who's not well known to people. And so naturally, that's where the press is gravitating to. Whereas in the J.D. Vance situation, we've all watched Trump on the national stage for 9 years. And so I think there was more interest in seeing what this J.D. Vance guy was like. And he was a provocateur, right? He has been a little bit more of a pundit almost than a politician, doing a million podcasts and all sorts of things, saying provocative.
You mean answering questions and saying, getting specific about things?
No, I mean before he was a U.S. senator, being very provocative in some of the things he was saying. And that's fine, but he probably didn't imagine that he'd be on a national ticket just a few years later. So he's got a lot of more recent stuff in his background.
What is Kamala Harris? We can go back 3 years for Kamala Harris, or 4 years. She ran for president in 2019, right?
She did.
So 4 years ago. And she said everything that she said when she ran for president is counter to what she's supporting today.
Thank God.
Well, I'm glad
she's moved to the middle.
But the rest of us don't trust her.
Question of credibility and sincerity. And to that regard, Jeff, I appreciate, again, talking point number 5 on your DNC memo there.
Wait, he's got to get through all of them.
I have no DNC memo, and I think more than probably, I mean, Jane, I give Jane credit for this, too, because Jane comes in here and calls it like she sees it, and I try to do that,
Republican
too.
Or Democrat.
And I'm really glad. The DNC memo, David, is the exact opposite of what I said.
You spend
the
DNC, too much time at WashU, my friend.
The DNC memo says, oh, my values have never changed. And we know that her positions have changed a lot, and I'm glad they have, because if she was coming out here running for president with some of the positions she took to try to be the nominee in 2019, it wouldn't work out.
But, Jeff, here's the thing, okay, and I think that she's the person she was in 2019. She's not the person that she's trying to represent right now, and we know that, and I think the voters see through that, and they know what she's going to be like when she's in the White House. And I think independent voters, it's interesting, if you watch some of these focus groups, even with African Americans, they don't trust her very much, and they don't think that she has the chutzpah, I'll use that word, to be commander-in-chief. So there is distrust of Kamala, and how couldn't there be, given the dramatic nature of her flip-flops? I mean, she's just not moving to the center. She's taking the far left, and she's going way into the middle of the right.
So I'll say two things real quick. I think if you look back at the whole trajectory of her career, 2019 and the position she took is more of an aberration than who she actually was. She spent most of her life as a prosecutor.
Yep.
Okay.
And she got excoriated.
Did you know that she was a prosecutor?
I heard that.
Okay, that's the third time we heard
that. That's talking point number 6, I think.
By the way, there's information
also,
today.
She grew up a middle class kid.
Hang on. I know that too. Yeah. There's information today that she's never prosecuted a case. She's a prosecutor, but she never prosecuted a case. And now that happens sometimes.
Oh, you mean
right?
Like Josh Hawley?
Okay. Well, he's not a prosecutor right now, is he?
He's not even a lawyer. I mean, he was attorney general and never tried a case in his
Democrat
whole life.
The answer is not to answer the objection to their leadership. It's to try to point something else.
No, just the hypocrisy.
One at a time, guys.
Let me address that. Let me address what you asked, Mark. She has changed her positions on several issues since 2019. If you look at the whole scope of her career, you can see the positions she's taking now are much closer to where she was, and that she was sort of infected with what a lot of people thought was necessary to win the nomination in 2020. And it turned out it wasn't, because Biden was probably the most centrist guy and he got the nomination. And I think she would be well served, instead of just repeating my values have never changed, she should say, yeah, you know, I've changed my mind on this, because over the last 5 years, one thing I've seen is that border security is important.
I've never heard that inconsistency was a great political trait, but today you have made it one.
No, I mean, I think people evolution, appreciate when you say, yes, I've evolved on this issue.
And here's why.
Why hasn't she evolved in the issue a year ago or 2 years ago or even 3 years ago? I mean, you guys are trying to distance this candidate from this administration, and you do it all the time. I heard Mark Cuban talking about, and other people, this is a change. What? change election. How is she a change candidate? She's the same person that's been in the White House for the last 4 years.
And so is he. Well, he's the same person he was before then.
Mark, I'm taking notes today.
But who's denying that?
I'm taking notes today. If she gets elected in 1 to 2 years, I want to be back on this show with you all explaining why she then switched back to the positions even more radical than she had before.
Everyone said that would happen with Obama, and it didn't.
Okay, but the saving grace there would be the makeup of Congress. And it looks like the Senate might be heading toward Republican.
Right. But the other real, you know, the saving grace for Kamala Harris, and I'm just speaking candidly about this, and Democrats probably won't agree or maybe angry at me for saying this, but the best thing that ever happened to her was not having a primary.
Yes.
And that's great for anyone. If they could be plopped down in the fall and not have a primary to worry about, then you can run as a center-right or center-left candidate. So that was great for her.
Hang on. My music's up way too loud there on Chic. We're coming back. We got one more segment of the Reardon Roundtable to go on a Friday afternoon. Hang in there.
Get more at 971talk.com.